ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ अज्ञानातिमिरान्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनाशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। नमो विष्णुपादाय कृष्णप्रष्टाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्ता स्वामीति नाम्ने। नमस्ते सरस्वतीदेवी गौरवाणी प्रचारिणी निर्विशेषा शून्यवादी पाश्चात्यदेशतारिणी। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैता गदाधर शिवासती गौरभक्तवृंदा। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे रामा राम राम हरे हरे। सो टुडे वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम फोर्थ कैंटो चैप्टर 13 एंड वर्स नंबर 36 एंड वी ऑल्सो डू 37 बिकॉज 36 डज नॉट हैव द पर्पट। तस्मात् पुरुषा उतस्तहु हेममाली अमाल अमलांबरा हिरण्यमयेना पात्रेना सिद्धमादाय पायसम। तस्मात् पुरुषा उतस्तहु हेममाली अमलांबरा हिरण्यमायेन पात्रेण सिद्धमादाय पायसम। तस्मात् पुरुषा उतस्तहु हेममाली अमलांबरा हिरण्यमायेन पात्रेण सिद्धमादाय पायसम। वर्ड टू वर्ड ट्रांसलेशन। तस्मात् फ्रॉम दैट फायर पुरुषः ए पर्सन उतस्तहु अपीयर्ड हेममाली with a golden garland amalambaraha in the white garments hiranyamayena golden patrena with a pot siddham cooked adayaha carrying payasam rice boiled in milk. Translation by his, as soon as the oblation was offered in the fire, a person appeared from that fire altar wearing a golden garland with a white dress. He was carrying a golden pot filled with rice boiled in milk. Now, because this doesn't have a purport, so we'll also read the verse number 37. I'll just go through this. सा विप्रानमतु राजन् अलजस्री सा विप्रानमतु राजन् गृहत्वा आञ्जलीना ओदनम् अवगर्याः मूढयुक्ता प्रदायत् पान्त्येन उदारदी। अलजस्री द ट्रांसलेशन। द किंग वॉज वेरी लिबरल एंड आफ्टर टेकिंग परमिशन फ्रॉम द प्रीस्ट ही टुक द He took the preparation in his joint palms and after smelling it, he offered a portion to his wife. purport is by His Divine Grace Abhaycharana Arvinda S. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada ki ja. The word Udharali is significant in this connection. The wife of the king, Sunita, was not fit to accept this benediction. Yet the king was so liberal that without hesitation he offered to his wife the boiled rice in milk prasada received from the Yajna Purusha. Of course, everything is designed by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. As will be explained in later verses, this incident was not very favorable for the king. Since the king was very liberal, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, in order to increase his detachment from the material world, willed that a cruel son be born of the queen so that the king would have to leave home. As stated above, the Lord Vishnu fulfilled the desires of the karmis as they desire. But the Lord fulfills the desires of a devotee in a different way so that the devotee may gradually come to Him. This is confirmed in the Bhagavad Gita. Dadami buddhi yogam tam yena mam upayantate. The Lord gives the devotee the opportunity to make progress further and further so that he may come back home, back to Godhead. So here we see, in a previous chapters, we see the pastimes of Dhruva Maharaj. Whereas Dhruva Maharaj was only 5 years old when he went to forest to meditate so that he can, take the darshan of Lord, Supreme Personality of Lord. Because he had the material desires that he want a kingdom which is greater than Lord Brahma. So he was very innocent. And, with his instructions of his mother, he went to forest and meditated. And within only a 6 months' time, he took the darshan of Supreme Lord. That is, following the instructions of the Guru, which is Narad Muni. So, in this lineage, we see the King Anga. King Anga is performing all the sacrifices in order to beget a son. And in this purport, there is very interesting point Srila Prabhupada is making. Lord Vishnu fulfills the desires of the karmis as they desire. So this point, I was actually meditating. When I initially joined, I was thinking, because I had some friends, they were Gujarati background. So they naturally worship Krishna. So as, in India we see we have so many demigods. We don't even know their position, but we worship them. So they worship Krishna, and I was thinking, how is that they are worshipping Krishna for material desires and still their desires are getting fulfilled? They were very happy to worship Krishna. So, but later in stage I realized they are worshipping Lord but for material desires, not for purification. So Lord is still fulfilling their desires. Prabhupada clearly says in this verse how the karmis, their desires are fulfilled by the Lord. But for the devotees, he fulfills the desires in a different way. Whenever a devotee desires something which Lord sees, which is not really good for his spiritual progress, Lord may sometimes fulfill that desire, but in such a way that that desire itself gets purified. So in this, King Anga, he is desiring for a son. And Lord, this is the desire of the Lord that he give a son, such a son that king would really, renounce everything, kingdom, leave his son, because Veena, he was very, very sinful person. And even though king, so Anga, he lost all the attraction for his son, affection for his son. Then at one stage he was thinking, it is better to have a son like this so that I can renounce everything and concentrate on the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So today I will be talking more about Mayapur Dham and also in the later part TOVP, Temple of Vedic Planetarium. So this is the first time I am giving a presentation, so I seek all your blessings. And also, if I say something which is not appropriate, please forgive me. Now, I'm sure many of you have visited Mayapur, isn't it? Yeah, I can see some faces, they already visited Mayapur. So, today I thought I'll describe some glories of Mayapur and I'll share my realization. I've been there from last 5 years. So, what I'll be speaking is some realizations what I've gone through and also from Mayapur Dham Mahatmya, which is written by Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur and also Jaiva Dharma. So, 527 years ago, when Lord descended onto this planet, he came, he took birth in Navadvip. That is one of the places known as Mayapur as well, one of the dvipas. So, in Navadvip, whenever Lord comes, he comes with all his associates. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is none other than Krishna. He descended. And along with him, Sri Balram, which is Lord Nityananda, he also descended. And all the five associate, close associates, and also many demigods took birth in Navadvip Dham to facilitate the pastimes of the Lord. So, it is said that in this Yuga, Kali Yuga, there are, you know, seven places of pilgrimage which will avoid the salvation, liberation. And out of the seven places, Mayapur is the topmost. So, when Lord descended, there are nine islands in Mayapur Dham. So, he descended in the island known as Antardvip. So, there are different islands. Antardvip, where Mayapur is situated, is in that dvipa, which is Antardvip. At that time, it is prophesied by Lord Nityananda itself, when after the descent, Lord descended and he went back to, you know, when finished his pastimes, it is described that Ganga will swell and it will cover the whole dham for 400 years. After 400 years, again the dham will reveal itself and the Ganga will recede and all the holy places that will be revealed and all the ghats where Lord performed the pastimes will be nicely developed by the devotees. And also Bhaktivinoda Thakur in his Mayapur Dham Mahatmya said he saw a vision of a beautiful city. Once he was meditating in his house, which is in Godrum Deep, one of the dvipas. So he was meditating and suddenly he saw a effulgent light coming from there. And in that he could see the whole Mayapur Dham, a very spiritual city. City which is, you know, we can never see that. It's so beautiful. And so he could foresee that this Dham will reveal itself and later on it will be, it will come out as a beautiful city, a spiritual Vedic city, which will house around 50,000 devotees. So right now if you see the population in Mayapur, I mean to say the resident living there, approximately 4,000 to 5,000. So what Bhaktivinoda Thakur saw is a city which will house around 50,000 devotees. So the scope of development in Mayapur is what? Maybe 10 times or maybe more than that. So that is what, it is predicted. And we can see that. And in line with that, and also Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he made three predictions. One of the predictions he made was, a person will come and he will spread the glories of Lord Chaitanya throughout all the whole world. Throughout the whole world. So which we have already seen. You can all guess who is that? Prabhupada. Gopika, thank you. Very nice. So that's Srila Prabhupada. We have seen that. And the second prediction was that devotees, people from America, England, Australia, Russia, Italy, they will all take up mridangas and kartals and sing Hare Krishna Mahamantra or Sankirtana in their own towns. which this is also the, this prediction which was made by Bhaktivinoda Thakur in 1800s, this is also come true. We can see in pretty much most of the parts of the world, Sankirtana is just taken part. And I recently visited a couple of countries, Fiji and New Zealand. I saw in Fiji, in a remote place, that's a local Fijians, it's not a tribal place, but a remote place, when I was going through with my Guru Maharaj, local Fijians, they are, the moment they see us, they chant, Haribol, Haribol. So, this prediction is certainly true. I can really feel it when we go to a places where there is no much devotees, and every part of the world, I can say, the Sankirtan movement is going on, chanting is going on. And the third prediction what Bhaktivinoda Thakur made is, when will the day come when the fair-skinned foreigners, along with join hand with Bengali Vaishnavas and sing Jaya Sachinandana, Jaya Sachinandana. The day has also come. When you visit Mayapur, you can see every day there the Sankirtanam goes on, Sankirtan party. And most of them are Westerners there. So they are jubilantly chanting the name of the Lord. So these three predictions of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, which is already come true. And in line with that, Srila Prabhupada. Now, Prabhupada's strong desire, there were two things which are very dear to Prabhupada, apart from many things. These two things, once Giriraj Swami asked Srila Prabhupada, Prabhupada, the most dear things for you is, one is to book distribution, and the other one is constructing the temple of Vedic plant temple. Is it true, Prabhupada? Prabhupada smiled and said, yes. So, these two are very, very dear to Srila Prabhupada. Book distribution, of course, and temple of Vedic planetarium, for which I will discuss in detail in the later part. First, let me just go through the city of Mayapur. And in Mayapur, you see, there are so many pastime places of Lord. And I can see the devotees there, the inflow of the devotees are increasing more and more by day. Like if I compare in last, say, 5 years when I was there, the peak time to visit Mayapur for most of the people was from October, which is normally Kartik, until Gaurapurnima. That was the peak time where you can see a lot of devotees. But today, I am seeing that the devotee flow is not stopping. Any time of the year you go, you see lots and lots of devotees visiting. So, it shows that how this dham is getting very, very popular and how devotees are visiting more and more. And when we talk about Sri Mayapur Dham, and Srila Prabhupada gave lot of instructions to his disciples, especially His Holiness Jayapataka Swami Maharaj, His Holiness Tamal Krishna Goswami Maharaj, and many others, and instructed how they have to focus on developing Sri Mayapur Dham. And if you see Jayapataka Maharaj, he has put his life and soul right from the beginning stages of his spiritual life to develop Mayapur. Today what we see Mayapur, it is basically the mercy of the devotees who worked for that. Because when Prabhupada initially came to Mayapur, and when all the devotees came along with this, there was hardly anything. It was just a jungle, all trees, and Prabhupada set up a small Gornitai deities with a bhajan kutir. From there they used to do bhajan, and in many lectures I heard, at that time the place was not developed much, not much facilities, and not at all for the Westerners, especially what even Indians also, they couldn't stay there because a lot of mosquitoes and flies and snakes, so many things, and without not much medical facilities, everything. Still, the devotees there, they stayed there just to, please Prabhupada. And from there, they started developing Mayapur slowly, pace by pace. From Bhajan Kutir, again there came Chakra building, then the Lotus building, and a small temple was done. The temple was where they installed Radha Madhav Ashtasakis. And later, in 2000s, then the Panchatattva deities were installed. Panchatattva deities, which are the world's biggest deities of Panchatattva, are in Mayapur. In 2004, they got installed. And after that, at that time, if you see, Mayapur, as we're saying, it was a very remote place and not many people, you know, used to come there. It is also populated with Muslims, a lot of Muslims around there, especially area where it is Rajapur Jagannath Temple, there are a lot of Muslims. So initial days when, you know, devotees were doing worship of the Lord, a lot of dacoits used to attack Mayapur. They used to steal things and trouble the devotees. You know, this used to happen quite frequently. And because there is not much facility and devotees were helpless, they can't fight back. You know, not everybody, of course. So they plan to do something about this issue because it's getting very serious at that time. So Jayapatka Swami Maharaj and other, you know, devotees, they thought of getting Sri Narsingadev to Sri Mayapur Dham. So this Narsingadev was Ugra form, Ugra Narsimha. So they approached many people, like especially the Sthapatis, Ukav. Nobody agreed because they couldn't do the Ugra form. It was very difficult. And they were, you know, searching many places who can do. But finally in South India, one Sthapati they approached, he was pretty much inclined to listen and but when they said Ugra form they need, then he said, he backed out. I can't do that. I'm sorry. Then again, in that night, he said, his guru came in his dream and he said, you can do it. No problem. So it was a delight for the devotees and the work started for Lord Narsingadev. So after some time, the deity of Lord Narsingadev was ready. He thought, okay, I'll inform, you know, ISKCON people, whenever they come, they can take it. He was a little bit slack in that. And one day he went out and he saw his house was on fire. So he just came running back to the house and said, you know, what's happening? Then he realized that Lord Narsingadev doesn't want to stay there. He just wants to go because he's all ready. So immediately informed the ISKCON devotees, please come and take Lord Narsingadev. He's just burning my house. So then devotees were very happy. Oh, Lord Narsingadev is ready finally. So they installed the Lord Narsingadev in Mayapur. And that's a different altar. If you see Radha Madhav, Panchatattva, Lord Narsingadev is in the side. And from the time Lord Narsingadev came to Mayapur, the dacoits stopped. No more incident happened. So that is the mercy of Lord. And seeing this, Lord Narsingadev also came to Yogapit, where Janmasthan, they also faced a similar problem. So there also they installed Lakshmi Narsimha Dvitis. So from that time, no problem for them as well. So that's the mercy of Lord Narsingadev, how he came to Mayapur. And in Mayapur, if you see, as I said, it's a, there is a Gormandal. It's an, you know, the expanded Mayapur, we can say, expanded Navadvip. In that Gormandal, Navadvip, which is 9 islands, Ganga, which is flowing through, Ganga has a different branches there. Ganga is known also as Jalangi, Bhagirathi Ganga, and which is, you know, separating the islands, all these islands, through Ganga. And Antardvip is the place where Yogapit or Janmasthan is situated. That it is said that the whole Gormandal, Antardvip is the central place. And it is also said in Navadvip Dham Mahatmya by Bhaktivinoda Thakur, that is the center of the whole universe, birthplace. And if you visit the birthplace, you can see the neem tree still existing there. And there is a nice deity of, you know, all the Radha Madhav deities there as well. And still people, lot of visitors come there. ISKCON devotees also, a lot of people go there to take the darshan of the Lord there. You know, small Nimai deities also there in, you know, Yogpit. Now when we are talking about the Navadvip Mandal Parikrama, it happens normally in the month of February. Two times it happens. February is a big parikrama, and other time it happens as panch kosh, three kosh parikrama or ashtakosh parikrama. The biggest one would be during the Gaurapurnima time, the festival of Gaurapurnima time, where 7 days devotees will visit all the pastime places. Now, how this is coming, parikrama, where it started? It has started from Lord Nityananda itself. Lord Nityananda, when he was present on this planet, he took Jiva Goswami on parikrama to show him and reveal all the pastime places. Because in Mayapur, in Navadvip, all the pastime places where we see in Vrindavan, everything is present in a hidden form. That's why it is also known as Gupta Vrindavan. There is Shyamakund, there is Radhakund, there is Giriraj Mahan, Giri Govardhan, and other pastime places. Everything is present. So whoever visits Mayapur, it is equivalent that they also visited Vrindavan. It all depends on the consciousness, how we take it. And so when Jiva Goswami was taken on a parikrama by Lord Nityananda, who can reveal the Dham apart from the Lord? It is very hard, because Lord knew that after Lord Chaitanya finished his pastime, Ganga will totally cover the Dham. So it's going to be difficult for people to identify. So he took Jiva Goswami on a parikrama. He showed each and every place in Mayapur, in Navadvip. What is the prominence of the place? What is the importance of the place? When he came to Antardvip, where currently the ISKCON is there, he said, at this place, there will be an astonishing temple from where the pastimes of Gauranga will spread throughout the whole world. So now, on this point, someone is grace. Jananivas Prabhu was giving a Bhagavatam class. So someone asked a question, like, Lord Nityananda's prophecy was, from this temple, the glories of the Lord will spread the whole world. So he said, Prabhu, the glories, I think, is already spread. We can see many, many countries. People are taking up this chanting. So His Grace Jananivas Prabhu said, yes, that is true. But the statement of the Lord was that from this temple. It means, once this temple of Vedic Planetarium is constructed, it is opened, the ISKCON, what we see today, it's going to really go multiply. That is what he specially mentioned. So we see a lot of scope for developing Mayapur more and more. And when we talk about Mayapur Dham, very important, we need to talk about the devotees who are living in the Mayapur Dham. Because when we go to the Dham, we take the darshan of the devotees, we associate with the devotees, local devotees there, to understand their mood and understand the pastime places, then we can see the transformation will happen in our heart. When we talk about devotees there, of course, His Holiness Tamal Krishna Goswami Maharaj, he worked very hard to acquire the land for the Mayapur. And after that, His Holiness Jayapataka Swami Maharaj, he really worked very, very hard to develop the Mayapur what we see today. And apart from that, there are so many devotees. If you see His Grace Jananivas Prabhu and His Grace Pankajangri Prabhu, these two brothers, they pretty much dedicated their whole life only to serve Mayapur Dham. Because of the instructions of Srila Prabhupada to be there and worship, they never deviated in more than 40 years of their stay in Mayapur. They normally do not go out of the Mayapur. Only if it is really required, that is for the service. And when His Grace Jananivas Prabhu had to travel to US because of the TOP fundraising, which now he does it frequently. So once I spoke to him and he was not very happy going, but he said, I have to go to fulfill the prophecy of Lord Nityananda. So the dedication of the devotees there, how they are fixed in the devotional service, is amazing thing which we can all learn from them. And Mayapur Dham, the local devotees there also have a lot of devotion. The local Bengalis and all, That is in their heart actually, the devotion to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. There was once what I did when I initially went to Mayapur. I used to, when I was here in Melbourne, I used to go for a preaching program, you know, do the Bhakti Vikshas and all. And there, whom do I preach to? All the devotees are coming, they're already chanting. I said, what to do, So one day I was sitting and chanting in one of the Gaudiya Mats. So I thought, I saw one girl, not dressed in a devotee dress, and she was just chanting. I thought, okay, now I got some opportunity to chant. I mean to say, to preach. So let me take this opportunity to just to preach her, so that I want to motivate her to chant more. Because the way I saw her, she was just very casually, she was chanting. So I said, I introduced myself and said, oh, what do you do and all? She said, I'm doing my commerce in university. And I said, where do you live? I live locally here in Mayapur. Okay, I said, then, see, it's very good, but you need to chant more. Chanting is a thing which will, ultimately purify us. You have to come to the stage of chanting 16 rounds at least. Then I asked her, okay, how many rounds you chant? She said slowly, 64. My. I was speechless. What to say? I said, 64 rounds you chant, but why do you chant so many? Then she said that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, whoever chants 64 rounds, he will personally come to their house and honor the prasad. I said, wow. This is the dedication the devotees have there. So we got to be careful when we go out and preach whom we are preaching to in Mayapur. So that also, it's an inspiration for me, saying that, how we have to develop the mood of chanting extra round. What is Mayapur known for? Vrindavan is known for Dham Parikramas. Mayapur is also known for Dham Parikramas, but specially it is known for, who can say? Sorry? Sankirtana, Harinam Sankirtana, chanting of Hare Krishna Mahamantra, because that is the place where it started from. Very next to Yogapeet, which is birthplace of Lord Chaitanya, is Srivas Angan. Srivas Angan is a place where Lord, along with his close associates, he used to do the Sankirtana throughout the whole night. For 1 year he did. So that is practically, we see that the Sankirtana started from there. And not only devotees, you see in Mayapur Dham, even the local people, like I'm talking about Muslims there, a lot of Muslim population, they are very favorable to chanting. They do not cause any obstruction for the for Sankirtana. That's why we see, even though it's the Rajapur area is populated by Muslims, easily devotees go for the Sankirtana without any problem. And I've seen when Rath Yatra happens, Rath Yatra come from Rajapur where Lord Jagannath is there. They come all the way to Mayapur, which is a Gundicha. That area which has to pass through all the Muslim and a very small lane. And we can see there the whole street, the Muslims also, they come and take the darshan of Lord Jagannath. Amazing scene where we see other religion people also, how they are appreciative of Lord and of this movement. And some Muslims, they even offer some eatables, eatables in the sense of fruit, offered to Lord Jagannath. Fruits, they give, distribute to the water to the devotees. So they are doing the service. And Mayapur is a place where there is no, there is no meat shop there in the Mayapur on the main road. There is no liquor. And you see people are well behaved there. So this is because of our devotees, earlier devotees, they took special permission from the government saying that this is a holy place. There we cannot have all these activities. Even though it was populated by Muslim, the government agreed because on the strength of His Holiness Jayapataka Swami Maharaj. So Maharaj has immensely contributed to this, Mayapur Dham. And when we are talking about Lord Jagannath, I think you know, whoever comes to Mayapur, they certainly visit Lord Jagannath, isn't it? Yes. You can't miss it. It's not too far. It's in a dvipa known as Swimantini Deep. The speciality of Swimantini Deep is, once in Satyug, Lord Shiva was dancing very ecstatically and chanting the name of Gauranga, Gauranga. Parvati Devi asked, Lord, what are you chanting this name? Gauranga, it sounds so nice. Can you explain more about that? Then Lord Shiva said, in Kali Yuga, Lord Chaitanya will appear in a golden form. So that is what I am praying for. So Parvati Devi, she said, let me now go and meditate on that form. So she came to Swimantini Deep, leaving Kailash. She sat there. She meditated on Lord Gauranga. Lord appeared to her. When Lord appeared, the dust of the lotus feet of the Lord, she put it on her forehead here. So this is what is known as Swimantini Deep. So that dvipa is named after that. So mercy of Shri Parvati Devi, we can see Swimantini Deep. So there, I'll just say a couple of pastimes of Lord Jagannath. Lord Jagannath is amazing. I mean to say, very merciful there. And there is a big pastime of how the deities came, how the worship happening and all. So one pastime is, when Lord, in the mornings, early in the mornings, we see after, darshan and all, 8 o'clock, because it's a big place and it's very open, not many devotees stay in the temple. They do the services. Sometimes there is no one to attend. I attend in the sense after all the worship. So people just can come. So because it's a Muslim populated area, so there was one person, Muslim person, who came to Lord Jagannath. And he saw, you're a beautiful jewelry. I was a Subhadra Devi's jewelry. He thought, okay, now there is no one around. Let me go and steal that. So he went into the altar. He didn't even touch the jewelry. Lord Balram punched him. Then he just came back and it was shared with, the devotees there. And other pastime was, there in Jagannath, Rajapur, they do the prasadam distribution. So when the prasadam distribution happened outside, there was one Muslim person going. So when the devotees distribute, they distribute to everybody. They don't see who is what. So this Muslim person, no, I cannot accept. No, this is, he didn't accept it. So what happened is, that night, Lord Balram came in his dreams and he bashed him. How dare you reject my brother's prasad? Next day he came to temple, I want prasad. Amazing. So there are, lot of pastime places, because now this verse, this chapter in Bhagavatam talks about the descendants of Dhruva Maharaj. Now I want to, say about the Prithu Maharaj, because he is also descendant of Dhruva Maharaj. He is, son of King Veena. So there is Prithu Kund in Mayapur, which is close to the Chaitanya Math, which was founded by his, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, and house of Murari Gupta. It is in between that. So when Prithu Maharaj was present on this planet, when people were, his servants were digging that place, because he used to dig and make the earth flat, they saw very effulgence there. They informed Prithu Maharaj. So Prithu Maharaj, because he is a Satyaves incarnation, he could understand in meditation that is none other than Navadvip. So he specially went there and he made a kunda there, which is now pretty much extinct and revealed by Lord Nityananda. So here I stop the glories of Mayapur. Let me talk something about TOVP, because time is running fast. So Temple of Vedic Planetarium. Now this is, as I said, very dear to Srila Prabhupada and all the acharyas, right from the Goswamis, when Jiva Goswami knew about the astonishing temple is going to come, and Bhaktivinoda Thakur, his also desire for this, because in his meditation he saw the effulgence where Temple of Vedic Planetarium was manifested. So what we see today, the Temple of Vedic Planetarium, which we are little bit proud of, constructing, helping. Actually, the temple is already built. Bhaktivinoda Thakur saw that. What we are doing today is just as an instrument, we are serving the Lord, serving that movement. So whoever we are contributing in whatever way to the temple of Vedic Planetarium, it's a great opportunity for us to serve this temple, because this temple is prophesied by the Lord. There are many temples in the world. There is definitely many temples, bigger temples. But is there any, I didn't see much temples which is said in the scriptures that this temple is going to come. But this temple is definitely prophesied by Lord Nityananda. So it is very special. And it is a desire of Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada wanted to do something very, from his side, he wanted to give something to ISKCON, where all the acharyas given. So he said, this is what I want to do. I want to see the temple of Vedic Planetarium. When he was present on this planet, one day, he was in Detroit temple. Amrish Prabhu, who is the chairman of the temple of Vedic Planetarium, he was present. This was shared by Amrish Prabhu. That's what I am sharing with you. So, Prabhupada was very keen and he gave a lot of instructions on this temple. So, he presented the plan. Amrish Prabhu saw. Then he asked Amrish Prabhu, what do you think about this? Amrish Prabhu said, very nice Prabhupada, it is very good. So, you help in funding this. So, that was the instruction which was given to Amrish Prabhu. And it took a lot of time to manifest. Because the reason being, the government over there at that time was not very favorable for this. And they were putting a lot of objections. And now Amrish Prabhu, which is the major donor for this temple of Vedic Planetarium, he has the money ready with him. And land is there. Everything is there, but no permissions from the government. They were not supportive. So one stage he told me that he was very little bit frustrated, saying that what to do. He went all the way to Jagannath Puri with a team of people to see if we can construct the temple of Vedic Planetarium there in Jagannath Puri, because Bengal government is not cooperating. So, but he was not very happy. Devotees were not, because they want that in Mayapur to happen, because that's what Lord Nityananda Prabhu said. So he said that night, he was really praying to Prabhupada, Prabhupada, what do I do? How do we go about this? That night, he said, Prabhupada came in his dreams and he just smiled. Smiled at him. So soon after that, slowly, slowly, gradually, the permissions start coming, changes in the government, and that was a very big thing for the ISKCON movement. Because now we get the permissions. The original idea or plan for the TOP was quite massive than what we see today. But anyhow, they gave the permission. The work started in 2009 when the piling started. And after that, soon, because that time that work was going day and night pretty much, soon we see within few years the whole structure which is complete. And now that the focus is on interiors now, to finish off this temple in 2022, because this is what 50 years of Mayapur, and that is a time where the temple of Vedic Planetarium will open. I mean to say the main deities will be shifted, the same deities, there are no new deities. What we have Panchatattva will be bring to the new temple. Radha Madhav, Lord Narsingadev, they will all come. Now this beautiful temple of Sri Vedic Planetarium, it consists of three wings. The main wing, which has a dome. This dome, we all should be proud to say, one of the biggest in the whole world, in terms of the size. There are bigger structures, definitely. When we talk about the dome, this is one of the biggest. 54 meter diameter, beautifully done, with all the stainless steel structure to support. And from in that, there is a speciality. What Srila Prabhupada always told his disciples, he wanted to present the Vedic view of planetarium. He had the strong desire, because we read in so many scriptures, the Vedas, about the description of the universe as it is in the fifth canto. But there is nothing which is presented in a model form. So Srila Prabhupada wanted that to happen in the temple of Vedic Planetarium, because he wanted to show to the whole world how the Vedic view which is geocentric model of the universe works. Because what we studied in schools, it's all heliocentric, which is sun-centric. So the geocentric model, which will be the first, will be displayed in the Vedic planetarium soon. And what does it have? It has a beautiful chandelier. The chandelier diameter is 60 feet, which is what? 6-story building height. It's quite big. It will be suspended from the dome. It will be having all the 14 planetary systems, where we have a big Earth, then down to Patal, then all the way go to Janaloka, Maharloka, Tapaloka, all the way to Brahmaloka. Beyond that, there is Kailash, Brahmajyoti, Vaikuntha, then Radha Krishna on top. So that is an amazing presentation, what TOP was going to soon, we all can soon see. That what happens is, this will show the whole world how this geocentric model of the Vedic planetarium works. How it is, how are the stars, what is the distance between the Earth and the other planets in a smaller scale. So people can judge and people can have an idea that the whole system, how universe works. And there will be sun, there will be moon, and the work is going on that. Of course, it's very complicated, it's not very easy, but the devotees who are working in temple of Vedic planetarium are very dedicated. I can also share you something, because you know, it's a if you see the size of the project, it's quite big. There are so many services there. I mean to say, so many design elements. We have the glass reinforced concrete, which is known as GRC. Massive scale we need. There are woodwork, there are marble work. And this GRC is something in Bengal, there is no factory or no one does in Bengal. So, thanks to one of our devotees from Russia, his name is Savasachi Prabhu, he came forward, he has a previous experience. He said, I will set up the factory there. He did, with the help of the devotees. And today, we are manufacturing that in-house. We did not outsource this. Because once you outsource, there are many complications. First of all, the cost aspect. Second thing is the quality. Because what they do, we don't know. Once you see the end product, you cannot tell what's inside. It looks beautiful. But if the quality is not maintained, it will not last long. Because we want this temple to stand for next 10,000 years at least. So, the quality has to be the topmost. There is no compromise. So, we ourselves set up this GRC factory. We are doing everything there. Like all the design, which is done in-house. The production. And not only this, other things as well. Like if you see the marble cladding works, the sandstone works, and so many other things. Devotees have come forward, are participating in this. They are lovingly with their skills. They have previous experience in that field. Krishna is somehow sending those devotees so that they can contribute to that, so that we don't give this project outsources to other people who are pretty much, we can't say we're devotees, it's like a company which we're doing. But this temple will be built by the hands of the devotees. That is what Srila Prabhupada said. Even the fundraising should be done by the devotees itself. That is the desire of Prabhupada, which is happening now. So, this has the central wing, which has, as I said, chandelier, which consists of the main structure of the universe. Then, in that, there are museums. There are three levels, upper levels, where there are museums. In that museum, the concept is to have the pastimes of Gop Kumar. I think that is, many of you should be knowing the pastimes of Gop Kumar from Brihad Bhagavatamrita, where Gop Kumar, I'll just brief, where Gop Kumar goes to different higher planetary system to see how the life is there, what is the enjoyment there, what is the satisfaction there. So, he went to Janaloka, Maharloka, Tapaloka, Brahmaloka, he went to even to Vaikuntha, he went to Goloka Vrindavan. So, none of these places, he found the fulfillment or happiness. So, when he went to Goloka Vrindavana, he was very happy to meet Krishna. Then what he realized, that Goloka Vrindavana and the Vrindavan what we have here in near Mathura is non-different. The same activities what happened there, it happens here. Everybody is devoted to Krishna, everybody is chanting the name of Krishna. There also, here also, he realized. So this concept is been shown, will be shown in TOVP, in the museums. So what happens? Once you go to the museum, it's a circle shape. Soon we will see the video as well. Then you will understand and relate more on that. So we will be designing a Gop Kumar pass, traveling to Indraloka, where everything will be designed as if you are in Indraloka. Thus, you will get a feel that you are not on this planet, you are in a different planet. And there is a transit to another loka. And there is a transit to another loka. You go all the way to Goloka Vrindavana. So devotees or the people who come there, they will experience the universe. Not only religious. There is a lot of chanting going on there. Deities are beautiful. It is also an educational project. It is just not a religious project, also an educational informative project, which is going to be, you know, put the name of our movement, our ISKCON, on a very top level. Now only so many people are talking about Temple of Vedic Planetarium. Mayapur is not the same. If you see today, everything is growing. Like the people, inflow of people, the prices of the land, the demand, lot of things are planned. A big spiritual city is going to manifest in Mayapur. And so many opportunities will be open for the devotees to come and live there. So, as we have time constraint, we have, Sudhya Prabhu, we have to finish by 9, right? Okay. I want to talk something about the chakra. How many of you saw the chakra installation? Wow, wonderful. Some of them, Krishna Katha Prabhu, he was there personally. He saw it in his own eyes. So that was an amazing experience. These chakras, which is already installed, the Sudarshan chakra, it was made in Russia. Because we, you know, just did a survey where to get the good material, good cost, and very reliable people to do. So after so much of investigation and survey, the Russian people, they had good experience because they did a lot of churches in the past. We also saw churches which have done 35 years, 40 years ago, how the, you know, the all the crosses which were done, how they are standing today, are they changing the color, everything we done. So then we were confident that the titanium coating on the stainless steel structure would be very good. It will long stand long because the brass, you can see soon it will change color. It will go greenish, other colors, yellowish. So we don't want that to happen. We want to make it a very maintenance free, minimum as possible. So these chakras were made in Russia. And they were, you know, through shipping, shipped to Mayapur. And all the chakras, the three chakras, they were installed at different times. And the main chakra, the size of the main chakra is 7 meters. 7 meters is pretty much, you know, we're talking about from the Tulsi Devi to around here, 20-21 feet. This is one of, I can say, the biggest chakra. It's not easy to do. Not easy to work on this. Not easy to install. There are so many complications, so many challenges. Soon you will see in the video how the work was going on. How devotees, you know, participated to make it as a grand success. But everybody, whole world sees the chakras nicely installed. But the work behind that, only people who work, they know. What is the anxiety? How to do? It is not easy because they need a big crane to lift the chakras. And anything goes wrong, it will be a big failure. So Krishna's mercy, Gauranga's mercy, everything went well. And the beautiful chakras were installed, which was made in titanium nitrate. And that is kalash. The titanium nitrate is kalash. The chakra is 24 carat gold plated. 24 carat gold plated. Such a huge chakra, gold plated. So again, this is all done by the Russian people along with the Russian devotees who are working for TOVP. So how they coordinate even with others and how they made it successful. It's a grand success. And also, we talk about, generally we see Mayapur means floods. Many might have heard. And I've seen strangely that the flood video is circulating every year during the rainy season. And people are asking, oh, are there floods in Mayapur? I don't know who is circulating, but it's very strange. No, it's not. The flood is not very frequent. It happens when it happens. Due to the, again, mercy of Lord Gauranga, because Ganga Devi wants to take the darshan of the Lord. She wants to touch the feet of the Lord. And of course, she will not do it very frequently though. So, because of the flooding, the temple is raised a little bit higher. So that even if there is a flood or even if there is an earthquake, the temple can stand strong. It has been designed in such a way that it can resist the earthquake up to a certain degree. And the flood, no issue, because temple is on the higher floor. There is a pujari floor, 2.5 acres of land, which is dedicated only to what? Pujaris. Can you believe? 2.5 acres of land. And pujaris are still not happy. They want more. There is always a challenge saying that, no, we want to more, we want to expand. There is no space. Such a big temple, but no space, I mean to say, for that. So, in that, we discussed about the central wing. Now, we will discuss about the wing, which is a smaller dome. There are one big dome, two small domes, which is the dome for Lord Narsingadev. So, that wing is totally dedicated for Lord Narsingadev. In that wing, the same deity of Lord Narsingadev will be shifted there. There, it is beautifully designed. You can see the, you know, if you log on to the website, you can see the pictures, how the altars of Lord Narsingadev in beautiful black and Italian shades and all, how it's going to come up. The work has started, the interior work has started. And there, you see in that wing, on all the higher levels, the pastimes of Lord Narsingadev in different kalpas. Not just this one. So, when devotees go there, they can see, when they enter the temple of Lord Narsingadev, their consciousness will be only to Lord Narsingadev. Because you see the pastime, you see the dioramas, you see the pictures, then you will be absorbed there. So, that is the idea, to have that. The whole wing dedicated to Lord Narsingadev. And there is a third wing. We have done two. The main wing, which is the main temple, the altars, wing of Lord Narsingadev, and the third wing. The third wing, that is the planetarium. Vedic planetarium. Now, chandelier is different, where we see the structure of the universe, that will be in the main temple, that's free of cost for everybody, but not the other one. Other one is very expensive. It's a paid. There is no link from this wing to that wing. People have to go from outside, because it's a lot of technology has been put into that. His Holiness Jayapataka Swami Maharaj, Harishori Prabhu, Sridhama Prabhu, who is the manager of the planetarium wing, they travelled around to many places to study how the planetarium is, what is the technology, and they want to implement the best of the technology in Mayapur. So, in that, where we see nice cushion theatre, like with the chairs, and we can see the screen, around approximately 230 people can see the show at one time. And on a different levels, there are exhibits, which is some of them are dioramas, some of them are projections with the latest technology, 3D mapping. There are so many things he talked about. So, when person comes to Mayapur, he will not only get the darshan and mercy of Lord Chaitanya, he will also see the Vedic planetarium, how beautifully the universe is, according to the fifth canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. Right? So, it's got everything there, like whatever a person needs. It's got everything. Now only I can see many, many buses, people, loads of buses come and visit Mayapur. Now temple is not even finished. And in future, once that is opened, it's going to just multiply. The number of visitors are going to multiply. They need a lot of infrastructure, a lot of guest houses, so many things which is already started, happening. And also, there is a concept, there is a proposal for an amusement park, which some devotees have already saw about the recent article which has been circulated, which is in collaboration with the government. ISKCON is going to do an amusement park there in Mayapur in a big scale. It's a very, very costly affair. I mean to say, 2000 crores project with the government of West Bengal. And this will have the different pastimes of Lord Krishna, where we have a huge monster Putana, and she's carrying Krishna, and so many kids going to love it. So there will be so many things coming up, and soon that's going to, I think, hope that goes to materialize soon. So we can, when we go there, we experience all these wonderful things, you know, what is described by Lord Nityananda and also envisioned Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada wanted to see a spiritual city. He said, Vrindavan is my home, Bombay is my office, Mayapur is my place of worship. So that is what he says, the place of worship, because pastimes of the Lord, we can feel when you go to Mayapur, we don't even know, we are walking to some path, but don't know Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu walked there. We don't even know, because Lord spent so many years in Mayapur, in Navdeep. So there are so many old temples as well in Prachin Navdeep. That is Navdeep, there is a Prachin thing. So there also there are many temples. There is a Vishnupriya temple where, Vishnupriya Devi, after Lord took sannyas, she worshipped the deity of Gauranga, which was given by Lord himself. So still the worship is going on. Beautiful deity. When you go, you just lose your heart to that. Now, I want to stop here because it's very close to 9. We will see the video. It is a 14-minute video. In this video, you can see what I spoke now, how it is. And any question I'm happy to take and also explain while the video is running, because there is some music in there. I want to explain what I told. Lights off. Sound. That's good. Oh, you want to put the microphone there? Is Shadbush Prabhu from Melbourne? He originally stayed in Melbourne, now he's the director for the COE.
This will give you a better indication what we want to achieve in the future. And it's going to look so gorgeous, it's going to look so majestic, and this video will show it even further how beautiful we're going to decorate the temple, the Samadhi area, Srila Prabhupada Bhajan Kutia, and all of the surroundings, and you will see now, witness it in 3D.
This is a 3D view of the temple, and you can see the landscape there. Surrounding the Mayapur is a big area which is going to be landscaped. Now already the notice has gone for the local shopkeepers to vacate so that landscaping work can start. So the landscaping was going to start now. Now this is the main central wing, the senior central dome. Left side is the planetarium wing. And you see in the front, there is a small black color circle. That is actually, that's a clock, astronomical clock. Beside that, there is a moon node clock, the waxing and waning of the moon. And the third one is the normal clock. Now, all see this, you see these beautiful, white things. They're all glass reinforced concrete, as I said, which are produced in-house. Now, this is the water fountain. So Amrish Prabhu planned to have a beautiful fountain there, you can't compare to Las Vegas, but something on that scale, so that it will attract the people. So there will be a big fountain there. The work is also going on that. and the wide pathways. The scanning will be done at the main gate. People who are walking, they are already scanned and everything, so they can just come inside. You see, this is going to be Yajnashala. All the Havan Yajnas will happen outside the temple, not inside, because inside there will be fire alarms, so many systems. Existing temple, at what stage it is at, and you can relate what we are seeing now. We are getting close to what we actually see, the 3D. Now there are canopies, there are 8 canopies. In that canopies, which is very high, there will be Bhagavatam classes happening at 8 different languages at the same time. So every group, a Russian group, an Italian group, they can just go on the rooftop and have a Bhagavatam class, because right now the temple hall, we can't have so many languages. This is a night view. It's a water body, just a water body.
Commenced doing the blue tiles on the main domes. Actually, almost completed the three dimes. You can also see the GRC rackets and rings that ring on there. You can see also the dome brackets on the very top. And we also started putting the Fabergé effect stars and ribbons on the domes made out of titanium nitride. Here we can see the Kailash in its full glory. The way the petal designs are there, the size of it. Here that we're showing the Russian contractors from Moscow putting together very, very intricate work, because the Kailash has to be waterproof, sealed to perfection, so that no elements can touch it from the wind, rain, etc. This is very, very delicately done, and this was a major job in finishing Kailashes. Here I'm showing you the brackets that were made to be placed under the Kailashes. These brackets weigh from 400 kilos to about 800 kilos in different sizes. These are quite solid, and they're placed in there as also as a support and a decorative feature. Here you can see us checking the color of gold that we placed there, so it makes it very artistically nice. Here you can see the window frames and also the decorative pieces. And here on the walls you can see the Jaipuri windows, and the arches are all made out of pink sandstone. This is a very beautiful, subtle color that is going to be used right around the whole building, also in many areas inside as well. This is a very soft rose-colored pink, which blends with the white marble and the surrounding. We also started the wooden window frames that are going to be on the bottom of the dome. There's about 460 windows that we have to cover. We are also working on the cast iron railings. We are commencing the work of the inner center of the temple area. You can see these walls that will be covered with red marble and white marble from Vietnam. And also the pillars will be in the same tone.
Lakshmi Priya and Vishwa Priya, they live in Mayapur.
very challenging because the height is 350 feet from the ground. It's not easy what you see here.
We also started making and completed all of the Parampara merchants. They are all completed, ready for us in the near future for casting.
All these murtis are done in-house. We didn't give it outsource.
Stages. The first will be the copper ceiling because that is the highest point. Then we're going to be working simultaneously with the columns coming down and also the walls surrounding the inner area of the temple room. So these activities are going to go on in a big way. And at the same time, we will also do some preparations for Srila Prabhupada, Vyasasam, the altars, also that will commence. We are hoping that we can make a good achievement on that this year. Also, the Shiva Dive area, that will also be there. And so, and what to speak of the floors, and also we have to manufacture lights for all the building, inside and outside.
I spoke so far is not an exaggeration, but this is how it is coming up. The beautiful temple is coming up. Now all the interior works have started. Soon, day by day, you see so much happening in TOVP. So I don't want to take much of your time. Thank you very much. And any questions, I think whoever want to leave, you can, but any questions, I'm happy to be here to take. Yes, please. Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki.